Canada's retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. are set to take effect on September 8th. Joining us now, Chrystia Freeland, our old friend, Canada's former Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance. She's currently the CEO of the Rhodes Trust. And this October, she's out with a new book, Unreliable Boyfriend, an insider's view of dealing with a chaotic superpower, plutocrats, and other complicated of the Canadian economy, too, and China and everything else. But do you know what happened when the talks broke down? Because President Trump seemed to sort of admit that he made some last-minute demands that kind of scuttled the deal. Do you know what actually went on?
I think, so great to be with you, Joe. And yeah. I think that Prime Minister Carney has been really clear about what happened. You know, as he put it, the U.S. asked too much and gave too little. And he said that at the last minute, extreme demands emerged, touching on Canadian sovereignty, touching on cultural protection, which is important in general and particularly important for Quebec and for Francophone Canadians. So, and you know, the thing I really want to say, Joe, is there are so many problems in the world. China is a real problem. I'm just back from Ukraine late last night. Russia is a huge problem. Iran is a huge problem. At a time when dictatorships are on the march, it is absolutely nuts for the United States to be picking a fight with a country that has always been its really good friend. And yeah. We currently have a trade deal that Canada negotiated. I was the lead negotiator with Donald Trump himself. I think this is the last thing America needs. It's the last thing the world needs. And I think it's a real shame.